Do you depend on anything like clockwork? Have you heard that phrase? Like clockwork. My dad would say it at times, something like, you can count on it like clockwork, meaning you can depend on it. No matter what, it will happen. I think it usually was a phrase used emphasizing the fact that if I did not obey, I would get in trouble. I could count on it, like clockwork. Maybe you can depend on someone to be on time every single time, like clockwork. The phrase is defined as the precision, regularity, or absence of variation associated with a clock or clockwork operation. A properly working clock is precise, right on time, every time. You can count on it. Just like I can count on the sun to rise and set every single day. I can count on the seasons to change, cold winds to blow in the winter, flowers to bloom in the spring, the temperature to rise in the summer, and the leaves to fall in the fall. Tomorrow morning, like clockwork, we will celebrate Christmas. And for many of you, a gift of socks, perfume, or pajamas, like clockwork, will be under your tree. You can count on it. As I've grown in my faith over the years, one thing I've come to trust and know is that God is always on time, like clockwork. Not my time frame, but His. I've seen Him work in my life, open doors, close doors, walk with me through the hills and valleys of pain and waiting. And He is faithful, always on time, with His plan for me. 2 Peter 3:8. But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping His promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. Peter knows his days are limited, and this book was to be his last letter. He passionately reminds the church of their inheritance of salvation through faith in Jesus. He also focuses through these verses in 2 Peter chapter 3 about God's timing. He opens our eyes to the reality that God is not held by time or space like we are on this earth. And in knowing that, we can trust His promise of Christ's return will be right on time. Many families tonight will read the Christmas story and reflect on the birth of Jesus. As you do, think about the faithfulness and on-timeness of God. Remember, there were 400 years of silence leading up to the newborn cries of our Savior, 700 years before the prophets foretold His birth. Through His 33 years of life and ministry on earth, to the very last moment of His breath and final words, "It is finished." His death and resurrection 3 days later were right on time. Do not forget, the Lord is not slow in keeping His promise. Jesus will come again. That's the hope of all the earth. That's why angels sing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." As we celebrate the gift of Jesus, stop and thank God for this moment in time. Treasure these moments, your life, your purpose, and God's plan for you. His promises are sure, His love is unconditional, His grace is sufficient, and His timing for all of creation and in your life is perfect. You can count on it like clockwork. That's the truth. Have a blessed and Merry Christmas. I'm Lori Klein.